As in previous elections, when you walk into a polling place, you'll sign the logbook. But this year, rather than stepping behind a curtain and pushing buttons on a machine, voters will fill in dots, like on a standardized test form, and then feed that sheet into a scanner.
You'll be handed a paper ballot, a pen, and a manila folder, and you'll be directed over to where there's privacy screens to fill out your ballot.
Montgomery County spokesman John Corcoran says each polling place will have 6 privacy screens and 1 scanning machine. He says they chose a municipal primary election for the first run with the new system because it will be a lower turnout. And while they expect the system will be quicker, since there are 6 booths to fill out the sheets and it takes about 15 seconds to feed it into the machine.
If we find that there's going to be any kind of delays this time, we'll know that we need to purchase more machines.
The filled out ballot is stored inside the scanner in case there's a need for a recount. Write-ins are stored in a separate compartment in that machine. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has ordered all voting machines be replaced with state-certified systems by next year's primary. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio.